Stefan Dujarric is the spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He called on Israel to cease its operations in Rafah immediately.
The Secretary General has condemned in the strongest terms the 26 May airstrikes by the Israeli Defense Forces on Rafah, which hit tents sheltering displaced people. The Secretary General is heartbroken by the killed and injured, including many small children. As he has said before, the horror and suffering must stop immediately.
The strike was one of the deadliest individual attacks since the war began. Images of horrifically wounded and killed Palestinian civilians, including many children, circulated widely on social media. Juliet Tuma is with the UN Refugee and Works Agency, or UNRWA. She said the event has taken an emotional toll on the population of Gaza and on people working for the UN and for NGOs.
People are dying inside. Everywhere they look, there is death, and it is as if people have accepted that death is their fate. One colleague who has moved this morning from Rafah to Al-Mawasi after debating for weeks asked me, what's the point of moving yet again if I'm going to be killed anyway?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attributed the mass casualties from the airstrike to a, quote, tragic mishap. The UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs estimates that around 1 million Palestinians have been displaced from Rafah in the last 3 weeks as the Israeli military began its operations there. The UN on Tuesday again urged an end to hostilities, to allow aid trucks to have unimpeded access to Gaza, to prevent a man-made famine from taking hold. Dujarric said 137 humanitarian aid missions have entered Gaza, but another 86 were impeded after getting the green light, and organizers canceled another 43. The International Court of Justice ruled last week that Israel must halt its assault on Rafah. Israel has so far not complied.
We've seen a breakdown of international law, of respect for international law, respect of international humanitarian law, respect for human rights. The member states created this court when they created the charter, when they signed on to it. It is, we do expect member states to abide by the orders of the International Court of Justice.
The White House said Tuesday it's troubled by the loss of life, but stopped short of calling on Israel to drop the offensive. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Israel must conduct a thorough investigation and do all it can to minimize civilian harm.
I do think it's important when you look at that strike to find out what the actual cause of the fire is. Israel has said that it might have been that there was a Hamas ammo dump near the area where they took the strike, which, as I said, they claim was 1.7 kilometers outside the area where they had told civilians to move. That's a very important factual question that needs to be answered when it comes to making these sort of assessments. So what we are pressing the government of Israel to do is to conduct an investigation, present those facts publicly, so we, along with the rest of the world, can make the kind of assessments that we need to be able to do.
Miller said Israel's preliminary investigation determined the IDF used the smallest bomb in their arsenal against a specific terrorist target. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks reportedly started moving through central Rafah. Dozens of refugees were reportedly killed in another airstrike. However, both of those reports are unconfirmed. At a press conference Tuesday at the White House, reporters questioned National Security Advisor John Kirby about Biden's so-called red line and Israel's compliance with it.
How does this not violate the red line that the president laid out?
As I said, we don't want to see a major ground operation. We haven't seen that at this point.
How many more charred corpses does he have to see before the president considers a change in policy?
We don't want to see a single more innocent life taken. And I kind of take a little offense at the question. No civilian casualties is the right number of civilian casualties. And this is not something that we've turned a blind eye to, nor has it been something we've ignored or neglected to raise with our Israeli counterparts.
Kirby said he wants to let Israel investigate its own actions and see what it comes up with. He also said the Rafah situation doesn't qualify as a full-scale invasion. UNRWA and other humanitarian agencies are continuing to try to deliver fuel and medical aid to Gaza as the military campaign in Rafah continues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued another plea Tuesday for an immediate ceasefire and the unconditional release of all hostages. For KPFA News, Ata Shaheen.